And now for our story. Yesterday, when Max Tilly came home after his talk with Dr. Benson about Mary's condition, he received a further shock on learning that Benjamin Carter had visited his home. Carter, the man whom Max hates, and whom Max is now certain was responsible for Mary's violent illness from poisoning. What went through Max's mind when Mary told him of Carter's visit, we don't know. But we do know that Max ignored Mary's advice that dinner was ready, went on upstairs bent on some mission, and hinted that he was going out for a while. Today, we pick him up where we left yesterday, and our scene opens with Max Tilly on his way upstairs and Mary calling Burberry.
Burberry? Oh, Burberry.
Will you call for me, Mr. Tilly? Call
for yes, me? Yes, Burberry. Did you see Mr. Max when he came in? You know what's troubling him?
No, Mrs. Tilly. I haven't the slightest idea what so concerns Master Max. I did observe he was not up to his usual chipper self when he came in.
I don't understand him, Burberry. He says he has to go out and your dinner's ready. You'd better go upstairs and see if he's well.
Yes, quite so. I shall do that.
That. And the nerve to come to my house when I was away. And Mary can't throw him out. Trying to smooth over the damage he's done. Maybe Mary is taken in by his soft soap, but not me. No, sirree. I know his kind too well. Mary only knows what I know. Where's that gun? Carter's done plenty to hurt our lives, and he ain't gonna do no more. Crawling around my house, trying to wiggle out after he's done harm. Maybe Mary's soft-hearted, but not me. I'll show him he can't get away with it. Ah. Here it is. Carter will come around my house, will he?
Oh, I see, Master Tilly. Oh, I see. Is there anything wrong?
Oh, no, Blueberry. No, not a thing. Just looking for my collar button. You know, ain't it a funny thing the way collar buttons crawl around out of sight all over the floor?
Yes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, but say, You should call me when your collar buttons get the... What you call it, the crawls?
Well, not the heebie-jeebies. No, they get the creeps.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't quite understand. But never mind my silly questions. I should get right down under the bureau.
Oh, no, Blueberry. Hey, never mind. The collar button's dark like the floor, see? And you may never find it. And besides, you ain't sure that you can get up once you get down there, see?
Oh, sir, I'm really not as stiff as I seem. Every good valet should be able to find his master's collar button.
Yeah.
I shall retrieve it if it's the last thing I do tonight.
No, Blueberry. I don't want you to keep the house up all night, see? So just forget about it, will you? That's a good boy.
Very well, sir, if you insist.
Yeah. I think maybe I'd better go in and see the twins. I ain't seen them all day.
Indeed?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, the little dears are asleep by now.
Yeah, well, I won't wake them up.
Oh, sir, if you don't mind... I see some heavy object bulging your jacket pocket there.
Huh?
And it isn't the stylish thing to do, you know, to put heavy objects in the suit pocket to pull them out of shape, you know.
Yeah, I know, but I don't mind that. See, I ain't one of them walking fashion plates anywhere, you know. Now, you better go downstairs and look after Mrs. Tilly, you know. She may need something. And I'll just go in and take a peek at the twins.
Uh-huh. Very well, sir.
Yeah. Two of the sweetest kids you ever saw. Well, it don't seem right that somebody ought to try to take away their mother. It ain't human. It ain't decent. What's a guy got to live for if it ain't to protect his family, his wife, and his kids? We'll see. Bringing a man to justice. No chance to slip out of this town, Mr. Bull Snake, before the cops get wise. I'll see to that.
Huh? Oh, I say, Master Tilly. I'll be quite all right.
Yeah, don't worry about we, Blueberry. We's got things to do tonight, see?
Oh, I say, sir.
Yeah.
You haven't dressed for dinner yet.
No, I ain't waiting for dinner, Blueberry. You can just tell the order to put mine aside in the warming oven, will you? And I'll be back later.
Yes, of course, yes. There isn't something I may do for you, sir, like going along in some capacity?
You? No, Blueberry. I don't need you for what I got to take care of tonight. You don't know about these things, see?
I'm very useful, you know.
Yeah, well, I can't use you, Blueberry. Besides, I need you to stay here and take care of Mary, see? I've got to go now. Close the door so we won't wake up the twins, will you?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Don't wait up for me, will you? I'll be back in a little while.
Max, what is it?
What is what?
What is this you're going out on?
Oh, it's just some business that I got to take care of, Tootsie. There's something that Benson told me about. I'll be back soon.
Can't it wait until morning, Max?
No, I'm afraid not. It may be too late then.
What may be too late?
Now, you ain't supposed to be talking business while you're on this sick leave, see? Besides, Doc Benson says that you got to have lots of rest and quiet. Now, don't you worry. Your eternal springtime is taking care of everything, see?
Well, Max, for some reason I'm worried.
Huh?
Are you all right?
Sure, I never felt better. Here, give me a kiss, too. Good big one. Oh, that's the kind. Now I can take care of things. And don't you worry.
You will be back for dinner, won't you?
Huh?
I'll tell Viola to hold it up.
Well, no, you better not, Mary. I told Burberry to have Viola keep mine warm until I get back. Well, so long, Tootsie.
Goodbye, darling. And be careful, please.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, Burberry.
Yes, Mrs. Tilly? Yes? I couldn't find out a thing from him.
Wouldn't he say where he was going?
No, not a word. It was strange indeed. He was rummaging through his bureau drawer for something he had lost. He said it was a color button, but I don't really understand. And why he places heavy objects in his pockets to take them out of shape, I don't know. If you'll pardon me saying so, in England, we...
What heavy object did Max have in his pocket, Burberry?
That I really don't know, but it ruins the suit.
Did Mr. Tiller do anything else upstairs?
No. Oh, yes. Yes, he said he'd better take a look at the twins and see how they were. Master Max is so fond of the little one.
Very well, Burberry. You and Viola had better have your dinner. I won't eat until Mr. Tiller comes back.
Trying to kill a whole crowd of people. Now he's putting a little drop of something in the best and purest water that ever was. Well, he didn't. He didn't because my Mary saved all them people. My Mary took her own life in her hands. This man is going scot-free because we can't prove that he done it. He done it, all right. Because she didn't die, ain't no sign. He didn't want somebody to die. They beat me. I gotta figure this out right and go fix it. Gotta do it.
Hey, you ox, trying to run over a fella?
Oh.
What are you grumbling in your beard for, Max Tilly?
I got a job to do, Danny, so here I go.
Well, you don't need to run people off the sidewalk for
Well, I got
to
hurry on, Danny.
See, what's so important in this town you can't take your time?
Well, I ain't got no time to talk, Danny. I got to go before I change my mind, see?
See, what are you talking about? You got to go where, and you got to do what?
But I got to go pay for what I lost, see?
What'd you lose?
Yeah, I can't stand here answering questions. Now, listen, I gotta be going. And, Danny, you better go home, too. You better go now and take care of Phyllis.
Well, say, what's wrong with Phyllis?
Huh?
She was all right this noon.
Oh, you gotta take care of Phyllis. When there's snakes around, they get into houses, and I see snakes.
Max, are you cuckoo?
Now, listen, you do what I say, will you? Go home and look after Phyllis. Tell me it's safe with snakes around. We got snakes here. I gotta go get rid of them.
Say, Max.
Huh?
What have you been drinking since you left the bottling works this afternoon?
Now, listen, don't mind me, Danny. I know what I'm doing. Hey, you don't know about snakes like I do.
Hmm?
Goodbye. I'll be seeing you.
Well,
and tell Mary that you've seen me and that I was all right, see? Will you do that?
Goodbye, well.
Yeah.
Well, what do you know about that? Say, I better get home to Phyllis.
No, snakes. What are you mumbling about, Max Tilly?
Huh? Oh, hello. Davis. Yeah, my old friend John Davis. Hey, listen, John, take my advice, will you? Keep away from the snakes in this town. They're crawling around all over everything. You might get mixed up with them, see? And you ain't too straight yourself, John. That's just my opinion, of course. But you got a slippery side to you. I don't want to see you getting down with the other snakes in this town, see?
Now, look here, Tilly.
Huh?
Are you drunk?
I never was more sober in my life.
Well, you must be drunk. You can't get that crazy all at once.
Yeah?
Although you always have had a head start on a fool. But you've no business coming downtown here on Main Street to show off this way.
Show off which way?
Why, by the way you're showing off right now.
Yeah?
Running into people and talking as you do.
Uh-huh.
You, the upright citizen of this town.
Yeah.
Son of its founder and president of our bank. I've had about enough of these Sanders. It's time we got rid of them.
I see. You think I'm drunk? You think I won't remember what you said, huh? Got it?
You haven't enough sense to remember anything, man.
Hey, listen, you. I'll prove to you that I ain't drunk. We'll see what you think about the Sanders family.
Oh, go away. Don't bother me with that now. I'm in a hurry.
Yeah, I'm in a hurry, huh? In a hurry. So I think I'm drunk, huh? Well, there's the director of my bank that I always can count on. Can count on doing a contrary thing against me. Well, I figured him out right from the first. Another snake. They crawl around on their respectability. Davis and Carter. Carter. He's the one I gotta see. Now I remember what I have to do. I gotta go find Benjamin Carter.
Have all of these troubles of the past week finally upset the balance of Max's mind and brought about that mental condition of which Dr. Benson had so long been afraid? Something serious is developing in the life of Mary Southern. Be sure and listen tomorrow. Your hosts, the makers of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.